I entitled what I was going to talk about this morning as the unexpected. And I think with the exception of Dale, who knows this story because I talked about it at the prayer meeting this week, something unexpected happened to me this week. Because life is full of unexpected moments, as we've heard this morning, we've shared a few of those. Just a few days ago, I was walking from Coles in the Palmerston Shopping Centre to my car. I was walking behind parked cars and just about to reach my car when I felt a sudden pressure on my arm and my arm being forced forward. My watch hit the rear of a car, which was actually in the process of reversing over me. Fortunately, the sound of my watch hitting the car stopped the lady in her tracks and I walked clear of the back of her car unharmed. I was in a state of shock, really, but physically okay. The lady was quick to make sure that I was okay, extremely apologetic, and then she began crying. She was quite upset that she could have even done such a thing. She said she'd been distracted by the light that was on the back of the car and she hadn't really seen me there. She was concerned and thinking that maybe it could have been a whole lot worse. I assured her that I was fine. And I told her that I always have someone watching over me. That totally unexpected moment helped me to remember what I'd written that very morning as a focus from my reading of the Psalms. I'd written Psalm 139 verse 5. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. Isn't that amazing that I'd written that down that morning? And my prayer underneath that was, thank you, Lord, that you are always with me. So in that totally unexpected moment, I was drawn closer to God. I was so thankful that he is with me in every moment. This morning I want to look at some of the characters from the story of the first Christmas. Focus on Mary. And I want to go beyond what we've read in the text, go beyond all of that. It must have all seemed quite surreal to Mary as she gazed on her tiny baby that first Christmas night. She wondered if she'd be able to look after a baby. She still felt like a child herself. This was a big responsibility. The angel had said that she was chosen by God, that she was special. But right now, she felt anything but special in this cold, damp barn full of smelly animals. She was lost for words, overwhelmed. She even wished that her mum was close by, so that she could curl up in her reassuring arms. She wondered, did she have the strength to see this through? How her life had changed in the space of just a few months. In her wildest dreams, she did not expect to be the one who would bear the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. Everything had happened so fast. One minute she was engaged to be married and excitedly planning and preparing for the wedding ceremony. The next thing, she found herself in danger of being disgraced for being pregnant outside of marriage and having her fiancé call off the wedding. She had never seen Joseph so angry. How could he possibly understand this mystery? She couldn't really understand it herself. She was a virgin, yet pregnant with God's holy baby. When Joseph turned his back on her, not able to look at her in the face, and he walked away, she thought that that would be the last time that she would see him. She thought that it was over, and that thought was devastating. How would she be able to do this alone without Joseph beside her? And almost as quickly as she was thinking those words, suddenly Joseph was back on her doorstep, telling her that, yes, they would be married straight away. Not really the dream wedding she'd been planning. Everything felt like it was out of her control. And then, right before the baby was due to be born, she was taken away from her family and forced to travel a very long distance to comply with some government regulation. Joseph made sure she had a reliable and strong donkey to travel on, but it was anything but a comfortable trip when heavily pregnant. And not long after arriving in Bethlehem, their destination, she went into labour. The place was crowded with people, and the only place in town to stay was with the animals. And there, in that rough place, her baby Jesus came into the world. Joseph laid him on some straw in an animal's feed box. Surely this was not an appropriate place for God's son to be born. Mary was tired, consumed by questions, and a bit put out by the visit of the shepherds, who talked very loudly and excitedly about what the angels had said about this child. But what did it all mean? What sort of life lay ahead for her and Joseph and her son? All she could do was cling to her faith in a loving God and draw strength from him. Joseph. For Joseph, these past months had been a whirlwind of events and emotions. He certainly didn't expect to be here in this position right now. He did love Mary a lot and had looked forward to becoming her husband and starting a family with her. He dreamed about having a son one day, someone he could teach his trade to. After all, he was a gifted carpenter, skilled at making things, and he hoped to pass on this love and skill for his trade to his firstborn son. He hoped that this son would carry on his legacy. Then he heard the news that Mary was pregnant, despite the fact that they had never been together in that way. How could she do that to him? How could she betray his love like that and give herself to another man? She had pleaded her innocence to him, telling him that this was God's baby. But how could that be? Surely it wasn't possible. Joseph was confused and hurting. He loved Mary, but he couldn't marry her now. He would walk away quietly so as not to bring disgrace on her. And that would put an end to it. But then came the dream that changed his direction once again. An angel spoke to him in this dream, reassuring him that the child Mary had was indeed from God. The angel told him to honour his promise to Mary and take her as his wife. This baby boy was to be a saviour for all people. Joseph knew that he had to honour God in this, and he immediately took Mary as his wife. It was all a bit rushed, but he loved God and he loved Mary. And then, they had to make that unexpected trip away from home just at the wrong time. It was also very inconvenient because Mary was advanced in her pregnancy. She was young, innocent and vulnerable. And he was her husband. He had the responsibility of looking after her. And last night was rough. Mary had been exhausted from the long trip and in the pains of labour. He needed to take care of her. He needed to look after her. He needed to provide for her. Yet he had failed her already. They should be in a nice, clean and comfortable room somewhere, surrounded by family. But here they were in a dirty, smelly place with animals for company. And against custom and law and everything he'd been taught, he had been required to assist with the birth. He was struggling. He was way out of his comfort zone. And he was worried for Mary and the baby. And what of this baby boy who wasn't really his and who he didn't even have the privilege of naming? All the hopes and dreams he had for his firstborn son were being challenged in that very moment. Could he find the strength and courage to take this little one on as his own? Could he be a good father? What did the future hold for this little boy, the saviour of the world? He knew in that moment that his life was going to be full of the challenging and the unexpected. He prayed that he was up for the journey. The shepherds. For the shepherds, it was just another night, keeping watch over their herds of sheep. It was a tough job, out in the weather, exposed to the elements. They were not highly considered in society and mostly forgotten due to the isolated nature of their work. This night was routine, like any other night during lambing season. They were watching over the ewes giving birth and keeping the newborn lambs dry and warm. Everything was ticking over nicely until something unexpected happened. The sky suddenly lit up before them and they were terrified. They were scared out of their wits. They thought that the end was coming. But instead, they got a surprise. Surprisingly good news that would bring joy to not just them, but to us, to all people. Angels were everywhere, singing and praising God, announcing that the long-awaited Saviour had been born. Their terror turned to excitement as they decided to go and check it out for themselves. They wanted to see the baby personally. So off they went, taking the lambs with them. What a motley crew they were, arriving to see a newborn baby. They didn't care what they looked like or how they presented. They just wanted to see the Saviour. And when they saw him, their hearts were changed forever. So much so that they couldn't keep the news to themselves. They had to spread the good news right there and then, straight away. These simple shepherds, usually minding their own business and mostly unheard of, were freely sharing and excitedly sharing with everyone they met. Wow. When we look at it like from those perspectives, there certainly wasn't anything ordinary about that night, was there? I imagine that Mary and Joseph, after the visit of the shepherds, were wondering to themselves, how much stranger can this night get? What I've talked about is far from the romantic images of that night that we've grown up with, that we've often heard or seen. But I believe that seeing these characters of the Bible in this light brings encouragement. It brings great encouragement to me personally because it draws me away from the romantic imagery of that first Christmas scene to think about it as it really was from each perspective. You know, life brings the unexpected. We've talked about that today. It brings the difficult. It brings the challenging. It brings pain. It brings great joy. In the centre of this story is always the baby. The central character is the baby Jesus. And Jesus came, bringing love, peace, joy and hope in the midst of all the circumstances of our lives. Mary and Joseph persisted in faith, overcoming the hurdles thrown at them, trusting in what God had revealed to them, trusting that this special child Jesus came with love from God himself to bring salvation to them and to people everywhere. Viewing the first Christmas in this way gives me a new appreciation for Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. It gives me a new understanding of love, peace, joy, and hope. These are gifts from God, gifts to see us through the journey of life, through all the unexpected events, through all the ups and downs, until we finally reach our heavenly home and the end of the journey. So friends, pack your bag or your suitcase with hope, with peace, with joy and love. And take the Lord along as your travel companion. Never go without him. Strap yourself in and enjoy the journey. Rejoice every day that you are loved unconditionally. Live peacefully, knowing that God has a good plan and purpose for you. Embrace the journey, filled with the joy of knowing we are his and no one can snatch us from his hand. He walks with you. And never let go of hope, knowing without doubt that you will one day share paradise with him. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. We're just going to have a moment of reflection. We're going to listen to a song. There'll be some pictures with this song. The pictures are from the movie The Nativity. Just once again, reflecting back on Mary, Joseph, and these events, and listening to the song, Breath of Heaven.